Hi, thank you for calling Omax Health. My name is Ashley. How may I help you today?
Ashley, this is Mr. Greenberg calling. I'm a preferred customer, and I'd like to order a few things.
Okay, Mr. Greenberg, I'll be happy to help today. If you don't mind, to get your account pulled up, may I ask for a good shipping address?
It'll be my first name. Let me give you my name first.
Go ahead, Mr. Greenberg.
You have me on your computer. You have me on your computer?
No, but I'd like to search for your account by using your shipping address, Mr. Greenberg.
Okay. It'll be P.O. Box number 81615.
Okay, and what would be that city, state, and zip?
Pittsburgh, PA, 15217.
All right, Mr. Greenberg, thanks for sharing that with me. I have pulled up an account here. It seems you have a continuation on our vitamin D3. Next shipment would be scheduled for the 22nd of this month, and you're wanting to order a few more products.
I have a shipment coming. You said I have something coming.
The next shipment will be on the 22nd of August for the vitamin D3.
I got to mark it down. That's coming to me, right? I don't have to pay for that.
It hasn't been billed yet, sir. It's going to bill on the 22nd of August.
Okay. So you said August 22nd. What's coming to me?
That would be the vitamin D3. It's a 2-month supply every 60 days.
Just bear with me 1 minute. Oh, I'm sorry. I was marking it down, you know. August 22nd, coming vitamin D3, 2-month supply. And what's that cost?
$39.90.
$39.90. Okay, that's coming August 22nd. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and I meant to ask you, I have some the vitamin D3. They also have the Omax 3, the fish oil. It's Omax 3 Professional Strength Omega fish oil. Omega 3 as in 3-pack. I also have that. But my vitamin D3 that I have now, they both expired in June. So, I have any credit coming for that?
Do you have a what?
Do I have any credit coming? I have quite a few, but it's already expired in June. Do I have credit coming for that?
I don't show any credit, sir, no. But I do show the most recent shipment was back on the 22nd of June. If that product happened to be received and it expired in the same month, I'll be more than happy to go ahead and reship.
June 22nd.
Mm-hmm. That's the last shipment that went out.
Okay. Just hold on 1 minute. I can just check the bottle while you're on the phone. Can you bear with me?
Yeah, take all the time you need. I'm in no rush.
Yeah. I appreciate it. You know, I'm going to get one of the bottles and fish oil. On the bottom, it tells the expiration date. Just bear with me.
Yeah, take your time.
Ashley, thank you for being patient with me.
You're very welcome, Mr. Greenberg. Not a problem.
Okay. I looked them both up.
Okay.
The fish oil has expired. That was expired in June, 6 month, 23rd, 6/23/2020. That's the fish oil. If you want, please mark it down. And the other one is good. Vitamin D3 is good for 9/20/2020.
Okay. Quick question, because on this account, I don't show the last Ultra Pure, the fish oil product, the omega-3, that I do show a one-time supply ordered, but that was way back in 2018. Unless you happen to have another account open here, the most recent thing I show is the vitamin D3 continuing on, since it looks like back in 2019.
The vitamin D3, the date is good for that.
Okay.
That hasn't expired. But the fish oil, I have like three boxes.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see. There's 60. There's 60 in the box.
Yeah.
That has expired in June.
Mm-hmm.
6/23.
Now, that order was placed back in 2018.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's why
a mistake.
It's expired.
There's a mistake. I have a shipment here. I had old bill. Shipment date 2/24/2020. That was for the vitamin D3.
Yes.
That's the last shipment I have.
No, the most.
The other ones are from before. Actually, 2019. So. Oh, excuse me. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, you're fine. No worries. I show the most recent for the D3 being here on the 22nd of June. And that Ultra Pure, yeah, that has to go back to 2018. I do not show anything more recent. Were you calling to order more product?
I was calling to check. I have the vitamin D3.
Mm-hmm.
Is good.
Mm-hmm.
It's good till 9/20/2020.
Mm-hmm.
So I have quite a bit of those. But the fish oil, it expired, so I was thinking about that. I didn't know if I get credit for that. It's like three boxes, Omex 3, Ultra Pure, and there's 60 soft gels in a box.
Okay.
I have three boxes of those that has expired June 23rd, 2020. So I just didn't know what to do at this point. I'm a regular customer. I have a large supply now of the vitamin D3, which is good till 9/20/2020.
Yeah, that product has a pretty good lifespan on it. goodness. I'm sorry, really, about the old ship here. It's not much we can do on that product, being as it was ordered back in 2018. That's why it's expiring here in 2020. Again, it being ordered, you know, a few years ago, it's not much we can do on the expired product.
Let me just check something. I got old bills in front of me.
Okay.
That I didn't throw away.
Mm-hmm.
Just bear with me 1 minute.
Sure, take all the time you need.
Okay, I have, spare with me.
Oh, sure, I'm still here.
Okay, I appreciate you hanging in there with me, you know.
It's not a problem, promise.
Okay. Anyway, I have an old bill. It's ship date 12/26/2019.
Hmm.
Ship date.
Okay. Do show. Let's see. Closest. Okay, I show a billing 12/25/2019. And let me pull up that order.
On the old bill, it says shipping date 12/26/2019. Mm. On that one, it has
Spear vitamin D3.
Yeah, that was a 1 month supply. And I have Omega 3 Professional Strength Omega 3. 3-pack, also on the same bill.
Give me 1 second. Let me take your name here, and I'm going to run it through, see if I can find anything else.
Okay. On the old bill, Ashley, mm-hmm. It says order date 2/21/2018. But it was the ship date is 12/26/2019. That has both of them on the Omax 3, the officials, and the vitamin D3, also on the same bill. I usually keep the old bills because when I call again, you know, I.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a reference, you know.
Let me take a closer look. There is a ton of items on that one order, it seems. Oh, let's see. It's the vitamin D. Vitamin D. That's another vitamin D. That's a one-time sale.
I'm good on vitamin D3. I have quite a few bottles of that. But the only other one that expired is the fish oil.
Yeah. But I do show, you know, 24/12/26/19. Okay, so that was the pay date and ship date. But still, sir, unfortunately, I mean, we can try and get you out some more Ultra Pure, but that would be by placing a new order all together. That product being ordered last year, you know, it's really not too much we could do.
So I'm good with the vitamin D3. I have quite, it doesn't expire till 9/20.
Mm-hmm.
It's September. Wait, this is August. Wait, that's only next month.
Yeah. I recommend if you have any, like, surplus, honestly, anything other than what you are taking immediately, to go ahead and store it in your freezer. Number one, it, you know, it preserves the shelf life quite a bit longer, and no damage can come to the product. So any product we have, we do recommend you can take it no more than 30 days past that expiration date. So that.
Excuse me, I'm marking it down. Mm-hmm. I should take no longer than 30 days expiration date.
Mm-hmm.
Expiration date. Okay, so what do you think I should do?
Well, it sounds like you're good to go on the D3. So if you really are, you know, wanting more of that ultra pure, we could get you some.
Okay. Let's do that.
Okay.
So that would be all I would need, because I have another month for the vitamin D3 to expire. So I'm good till 9/20/2020 on the bottle, vitamin D3.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be like another month, right?
Yes, sir. About another month for you. Would you like to hold out your next shipment of the D3 until that point to give you plenty of time to try out the product you do have before your sends out more? Because this next shipment, again, it's going to go out on the 22nd of August.
Mm-hmm.
Would you like to place that on the 22nd of September instead?
Well, being that, let's see, I guess I better get both of them. Is that right?
Vitamin well,
I only have one more month that's good for vitamin D3, which is 9/20/2020.
Mm-hmm.
And I have about 7 or 8 bottles of that. The only thing that expired was the fish oil, was in June 23rd. I have it right in front of me, the box.
Yes, sir. And what I'm saying on the D3 product you have, since you have a bit of supply in your possession already, would you like for me to place a hold on your future shipments until September, maybe October, to give you plenty of time to try up what you currently have in the D3, and restart the shipments at a later date?
I can hold back a little bit on the D3, being that I have another month's supply.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, another month that's good, you know. I have mm-hmm. around 7-8 bottles of that.
Goodness. Yeah, so would you like to place that in September or October?
What do you think? What's best? You'll have to excuse me. I'm not familiar with the. I'm just looking at the expiration date. You know.
Mm-hmm. That's the two
that I always get. I'm a regular customer, and I always get the vitamin D3,
mm-hmm.
and I always get the Omax 3, the fish oils.
Of course.
You see me on your computer?
I do.
Okay.
Yeah, my best recommendation for you, sir, but I mean, it's completely up to you. I'm just saying, because you seem to be accumulating a lot of product there and not using it fast enough. So, I mean, it's up to you.
I use the fish oil every day. Mm-hmm. And I use the vitamin D3 3 times a week.
That's why. if you use it 3 times a week. Because, see, we send you out.
Could you mark that down on the computer while we're talking?
Mark what down, sir?
That I use the vitamin D3 3 times a week, not every day.
I mean, I can, but that's a simple notation. We would actually have to submit an adjustment to your billing cycle. Being as you take the product only 3 times a week, that's why you have such an amount stockpiled, and you're not going to be able to use it because it'll expire. Would you like to hold this off a few months, and instead of it going out every 60 days, we can adjust that to instead you get a shipment every 90 days. It might help out.
What should I do with the fish oil?
You can't really do anything about the expired product. If you would like more, we could get you placed with a new order.
I better do that. Get a new order of the fish oil.
Okay. And for the vitamin D3, are you wanting to make any adjustment?
Being that expires 1 more month, 9/20/2020. Like I said, I have like 7 or 8 bottles of those.
I understand, sir, but this has to be your choice. So let's back up off the D3. We'll start on the Ultra Pure. How many months supply are you wanting?
The vitamin D3?
No, the Ultra Pure.
Or the fish oil.
Fish oil that you had.
The fish oil. Let me just check something on that.
Okay.
Thank you for bearing with me.
No, it's not a problem.
Okay. I have an old bill. Vitamin D3. The old bill, if you just mark this down, Ashley, on the side, on a piece of paper, 12/26/2019.
Mm-hmm.
And the Omax 3, the fish oil, was $119.95.
Mm-hmm. I do show you had, it looked like a 3 month supply sent out. Unfortunately, since then, our offers have changed. We could get you out a 1 month supply. It would be at the pricing of $47.95, however.
$47.95 for 1 month.
Mm-hmm.
And what about the 3 months?
Our offers have changed. We don't have that in our system, well, at this time.
So if I use up the 1 month supply of the fish oil, I can call back and get another order?
Of course.
Okay. So it's either the 1 month supply, or what else do you go up to? You're not doing 3 months.
No, and that would be for a one-time sale. If you're interested to start any subscription on the product you had on the 1 month supply of the Ultra Pure, we could. We do have the same pretty much offer that you're on with the D3, where you could get a 2 month supply every 60 days. It does come along with a bit of a discount to reduce it from full pricing down to $62.50.
Okay, so let's do both of them, vitamin D3, and how many months would that be, Ashley?
So the vitamin D3 is already active on your account. I'd have to place or reorder your Ultra Pure. So that would be a 60-day supply. Every 60 days, it would be sent out at $62.50.
Every 60 days?
Yes, and you can adjust that if you would like to every 90 or every 120, whatever works best for you.
Mm-hmm. Well, 60 days would be 2 months' supply.
Yes, sir, it is. Mm-hmm.
Okay, that sounds about right. The fish oil I take every day.
That's definitely good to hear. It's a really great product.
Yeah, I find it to be helpful.
Do you take it to lower your triglycerides, or do you help it with, or does it help with your joint support?
Triglycerides.
Of course.
Yeah, I had a good report for the blood work that I had done.
Oh, good. Awesome.
So I think it's helping.
Let's
I'm pretty
so.
Permanent. You know, I take my everything on time along with my medications, you know. That's number one, you know. So like I said, I take the fish oil every day and the vitamin D3 three times a week. So I'm pleased with it, you know.
Good to hear. Now, Mr. Greenberg, I do show we used to have a visa on file ending in 4571, but I show that payment method did expire back in July. So we're going to have that updated.
Okay, let me get my credit card out, and we'll talk about that. Hold on 1 minute.
Sure.
I'm sorry, Ashley. I got it now.
You're fine. I'm still here.
Yeah. I appreciate your time, you know.
Not a problem at all.
Okay, my Visa credit card. Do you want the information?
Yes, sir. I'm going to need the number, expiration, and the security code whenever you're ready.
Okay, hold, bear with me. The expiration date is 7/22.
Thank you, sir. And what's that card number?
And want the big number now?
Yes, sir.
Okay. It's 4311. Am I going too fast?
No, you're fine. Go right ahead.
1151 and 4571.
Perfect. Thank you, sir. And last thing, may I have the CVV code, that security code? It should be on the back.
Is that three numbers?
Yes, sir, it is.
It's 540.
All righty, Mr. Greenberg, thank you so much. So just to confirm, you know, you already are set up with that D3. The Ultra Pure product you used to have, I'll get you placed with a subscription, and it's going to be $62.50. You don't have to worry about your price increasing. There's no shipping and handling, and there's no tax.
Okay, so what am I getting? What am I getting now? What did we decide on the two products?
Yeah, so you already have the D3 on your account. There's no need to order that. But for the Ultra Pure, you're wanting to continue on with is what I'll get you signed up for, the omega-3 fish oil. It would be you're getting a 2-month supply every 60 or so days. If you need to make an adjustment, we can. I'm for $62.50.
How much is this 2-month supply?
For the two boxes would be $62.50.
$62.50.
Mm-hmm.
That's for the fish oil.
Yes, sir, it is.
Okay, that's fine.
All right. Well, I'll go ahead and have that processed. If you would like to write it down, I'll be happy to give you an order number once it goes through.
I didn't mean, what do you mean by order number? I'm sorry.
It's just a little short number associated with the billing today in your product.
Well,
just for like
call,
a confirmation.
I usually call the 800 number when I'm ready. I call 1-800-765-6691.
Mm-hmm. But I wasn't meaning a phone number. It's basically like a confirmation to keep in your records. It should also be sent out to the email we have here.
Okay. Okay, that's fine.
All right. And just to let you know, it was successful, so you should be receiving your product shortly. We ship from Lewiston, Maine, and you being out in Pennsylvania, it shouldn't take too long for you to receive it.
To receive the fish oil?
That's right.
Okay. Am I getting the vitamin D3 along with it? Or I'm not ordering that right now because I have around 7 bottles.
I can adjust the billing more recent for you, but I strongly suggest, being as you have so much of the vitamin D3, you go ahead and play it, because the next shipment will be on the 22nd of August. We couldn't, you know, settle on a good date to place that. Since you have so much product, I would recommend you at least place the next shipment of the D3 out until September or maybe October. Give you plenty of time to finish up what you do have, at least most of it, before you're sent out another shipment. And this is being, you know, you only take it 3 times a week.
Okay. So I'm paying now with my credit card. It'll be paid now. The official.
It is. It is already paid for you.
Okay, that's fine. So I'll be receiving the official.
Yes, sir, you will.
I'm holding the vitamin D3 right now.
And what would work best for you? Would you want the next billing to be in September or October?
For which one, I mean?
The D3.
September or October?
You can go further if you need to. You know, if you need to hold it off even longer, it's completely fine.
Mm-hmm.
You can make any
so
adjustment you,
can, you
need to the billing.
Okay. So you can actually put that in the freezer and it
yes.
wouldn't damage anything?
It does not damage the product at all. We do recommend you store it in the freezer. It preserves the shelf life quite a long time. You know, whenever you're ready to take the next sleeve of product, you know, the foil pack, just take one out the box and
yeah.
take it just like that. You know, you'll be good to go.
Okay, I didn't know that. Okay, that's fine. Okay, I think that's it, Ashley. Yeah, you don't mind me asking your name, because sometimes they transfer you to another, you know, person. So
mm-hmm.
I appreciate you taking time with me, you know.
Oh, you're okay. Very welcome, Mr. Greenberg. Not a problem. Is there anything else I could help with today?
I think that's it right now. And, when will I be getting the fish oil? I'm sorry.
So it normally takes about 7 to 10 business days. But again, we ship from Lewiston, Maine, and you're out in Pennsylvania. It's not too far apart. You'll have it within that time frame.
Okay, sounds good. Okay, thank you very much, Ashley. I appreciate your time, you know.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling MX Health. You have a great day.
Thank you. You too.
Thanks.
Bye.